Donald Trump, terror attack on Israel an act of savagery, must be crushed and avenged. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on October 7, 2023. Former President Donald Trump declared the latest terror attack against Israel an act of savagery that must and will be crushed and avenged during a campaign stop in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, on Saturday. "I stood proudly with our friend and ally, the State of Israel. And I will do it again," Trump told the crowd as he began to discuss the recent violent terror attacks against Israel by Hamas. The Palestinian terror attack happened on the Jewish holiday of Shmini Atzeret, the final day of the annual High Holy Day cycle. "The terror invasion of Israeli territory and the murder of Israeli soldiers and citizens is an act of savagery that must and will be crushed and avenged. It has to be crushed," Trump declared. "Israel is at war, and the United States has to support Israel. There has been no better president for Israel than me." Trump said the attack on Israel happened because President Joe Biden gave Iran $6 billion, and our country's perceived weakness. "I predicted war on Israel immediately after it was announced that Joe Biden gave $6 billion to Iran. They got so much money," Trump said. "At this time, Israel and the United States need very strong partnership and leadership. You gotta have strong leaders. If you don't have strong leaders, it doesn't matter how many army tanks you have." In addition to the billions of dollars given to Hamas's top funder, Iran, Joe Biden restored hundreds of millions of dollars to very corrupt Palestinian entities, Trump added. "He gave them hundreds of millions of dollars. Many people didn't even know it. Wonder what deal he made? Joe Biden betrayed Israel, he betrayed our country. As president, I will once again stand with Israel and we will cut off the money to Palestinian terrorists on day one," Trump said. Trump warned that Biden would lead us into World War III 100%, but added, "I hope that's a prediction that I'm wrong on." Less than 4 years ago, we had the historic Abraham Accords, and today we have the exact opposite, a major attack on Israel, Trump noted. What a difference a president makes. Trump also reminded the crowd he pulled the U.S. out of the Iran deal, opened the American embassy in Jerusalem, and recognized Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.